time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? This is a weekly show out every Thursday on msunewsports.com. And we're just chilling, right? Second day in May, first show in May. What's that mean? Well, second month of the spring season, unless it's month number three for you lacrosse folks, who probably had some late March games. But hey, nonetheless, this is where the pretenders and contenders get separated. By the end of this month, we'll have a good idea of where the Valley teams are going to end up in the postseason. So, awesome stuff all around. We are going to be looking at some great rankings that are coming up, some great spots for the Merrimack Valley teams. And we're going to just focus on where teams are stacking up. I know it's early, but the rankings are out, so it's always a good time. We'll be talking about rankings from now until the end, right until the tournament starts, so every single week. A few nuggets to note before we get into our first guest. We're going to have one guest, and then we're going to talk at the end to give a little rankings report. But just poking around here, reading some Eagle Tribune headlines, high school roundup. Lawrence baseball got a win, a forfeit win over Andover. Even though Andover won the game, Lawrence protested because they use a pitcher that went in one day too early, according to pitch count rules. You know, in high school now, it's been a few years, you have to have a certain number of days of rest. And Andover used a pitcher that was used a day too early in a 2-0 win by Andover. So pitchers did great, but one of them was ineligible. And you cannot do that. You have to follow the rules. Lawrence did the right thing, you know, because they're abiding by the rules. Everyone should. I have no idea. No idea what Andover baseball did, how it happened. Maybe we'll get the coach on at some point this season. I'm sure there's a logical explanation. They might have had a different interpretation of the rest days. I don't think that's the case because they know full well what the rules are. Maybe there was some misinterpretation of the pitch count. I don't know. And I don't know how formally in the Merrimack Valley or anywhere in high school, I don't even know if the MIA makes you formally enter the pitch counts, or it's just like a gentleman's agreement, like, yeah, he's ineligible. Or do you have to report it to a league rep? You know, I'm not sure. It'd be great to get this information. We'll try to get a guest on at some point during the season to clarify. But that's a big time win, you know, for Lawrence. It could affect the rank. It does affect the rankings. And, you know, down the road, we'll see if it really affects anybody. Maybe they lost a couple of spots because of that loss. You never know. But yeah, pitch count stinks, but it's a necessity. I don't agree with it. I think that the high school coaches are able to manage that themselves. I haven't seen a lot of data or anecdotes or stories where kids have blown out their arms in high school because of misuse by coaches. So I don't think a mandatory pitch count is necessary, but it is the rule. And you got to follow it. And I do not know what happened exactly, why it wasn't followed on Andover baseball's part. You know, they got a tight ship over there. We'll see. But fact is the fact, you know, that that went down. So in other news, before we get to our guest, how about North Andover's own Zach Zinter? Zach Zinter getting drafted by the Cleveland Browns, the guard out of national champion Michigan. Three consecutive Big Ten conference titles, national championship 2023, three-time All Big Ten selection, and a unanimous All-American. Zinter selected by the Browns in the third round of the 2024 NFL draft. We got someone to watch in the NFL. This is great. I mean, the Valley's always producing professional athletes, but it's so cool when it happens, right? Very cool. I think he was in the 70th pick overall. Zach Zinter, congrats to you and family. North Andover is proud for sure. Another sports news that's similar. Another footballer done well. Chelmsford Salupoli Jr. invited to Tennessee Titans camp. 5'10", 207-pound Chelmsford native invited to attend mini camp for the Tennessee Titans. So best of luck to Sal. So let's take a break. Let's catch up with our one guest on the other side, and then we'll go to a break and catch up on postseason rankings.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We are here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Haverhill, Mr. Everything for running in Haverhill, cross country, track, boys and girls, all three seasons, Michael McGuire. What's going on, coach?
Everything's good, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan of your program, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. So, you know, let's start with the spring. What's top of mind right now? I mean, you're Mr. Tweeter here. I mean, I should know everything if I just read your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
I would know everything I need to know about the Hillies.
Yeah, I'm the champion of a dead platform. we're having a good season. I think for everybody, the spring kind of got off to a slow start because of the weather. We had all that rain, and then we had the snow the first week in April, so that pushed everything back. But I think things are rounding in the form. We just returned from the state relays on Sunday. We placed in several different relays. We've been great in the shot put all winter and spring. We were second in the shot put relay. Connor Schmelsky and Miles Robertson, they've just had a great year. We set a school record in the girls sprint medley relay with Brenna Cochran and Lauren Downer and Gianna Spiro and Avery Lescord. We ran real well in the 4x2 with Jada Brito, Stefan Fevery, and Nate DeVincenzis, and of course, Nana Vigo Vitala. Really, how you want to measure your season is how you do at the end with the big meets, and those are about 3-4 weeks away with the MVC meet and the divisional meet and the meet of champions. You know, that's where we really want to see all this hard work pay off.
Yeah, 100%. And you know that MVC meet, has there been, you know, kind of like a dynasty, if you will, lately? Has someone been sort of just grabbing all the headlines at that meet team-wise in the most recent years, or has it kind of been spread around a little bit?
Well, we are in a great track league, and when you look at it, last year, North Andover won Division II. For MIAA, Bill Ricker won Division III. Lowell girls, Lowell Hanover girls were first. Lowell girls were second in Division One MIAA. I think Bill Ricker girls won Division Three. I think Central and North Hanover were second and third. Yeah. So there are no weak sisters in the, I don't know if that's a politically correct term, but there's mm-hmm. no weak teams in the league. The great coaches, great athletes, real great competition. I think when you look at our league, North Andover has great depth, boys and girls. So does Central Catholic. Lowell has great tradition. Andover too. So I don't know if anybody's. I don't know if there's been a dynasty, but I think overall the league year in and year out just proves its worth.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a couple of days ago, did I notice that one of your athletes won the Globe All Scholastic Indoor Track Athlete of the Year?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome.
Nada Vigo Catala had a unbelievable indoor season. He was the 300-meter champ, and he also anchored our 4x400 relay, which also were state champs.
Wow.
And Nada's had a great career in Haverhill, and he is going to go to Georgetown University, which I'm very proud of, because 30 years ago, I was coaching track at Georgetown. So
I'm happy to finally
be sending one of my athletes down to DC, and I think he'll be a great Hoya.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you were there, and I remember you told me earlier, like last year, a couple of years ago, you told me that you were down in D.C. in the summer of 94,
yep.
Coached at Georgetown in 97. You wanted to come back to New England. So you had a little bit of a cameo down in the capital of the...
Yeah, a little bit of a cameo. It was good to get away. I started coaching in the spring of 1989 in Haverhill. And I coached all three seasons up until 94. And then my then fiance, she got a job outside of DC. And so I moved down there to be with her. And I got my master's in education and then hooked up with the Hoyas. And it was really good for me. And the way it all worked out, to be able to come back home and coach and teach at Haverhill, that was perfect.
Yeah, so it was like a vacation for 3 years.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And in Georgetown, what capacity did you help out the Hoyas down there?
So with the Hoyas, I ran the track office, but I also helped out with the middle distance runners, and I would oversee like the fall track for the kids that weren't running cross country. I would monitor them and their workouts. It was a great experience because I got to travel all over the place. I went to the 96 Olympic trials in Atlanta, and it really was a great experience. I feel like down there I got my master's in coaching.
Yeah, did you attend many a Big East basketball game down there?
I was fortunate. Well, I am a Providence graduate, so I'm a huge Big East basketball fan. And when I was at Georgetown, that was during the Allen Iverson years. So that was
that was
a lot of fun. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So that, you know, the Big East was like the conference in many decades, you know, and
yeah,
I mean, some of the basketball there with Boeheim and Syracuse, right?
Yep.
And
it was the best,
you know, and that's crazy. So you said front row seat of Allen Iverson, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Perfect. Yeah. He dominated just like he's dominated in the NBA.
Yep.
So then you return and now here you are, you know, all these years and decades later, Michael McGuire's here, Haverhill three sport track cross country coach. You know, it's a labor of love. What keeps you coming back?
Well, like you said, I mean, it is a labor of love. I mean, it's, um, I, I was very fortunate. I ran for John Ottaviani. He was a legendary Yarrow High coach. And I had an opportunity to, I started out as an assistant. And then the next year, things just fell into place in the 89-90 school year. They needed a cross-country coach. I had never seen a cross-country meet before. I knew something about training, so I was comfortable with that. And, I feel very loyal to Haverhill, being a Haverhill product. My mother and father were proud teachers in the Haverhill school system, and they influenced me to, be involved, make a difference in the community. And so, even though, like I say, well, I started in 1989, doesn't really feel like that long. Like it's gone by so fast. And every year, you think something good's going to happen. You always start every year with like the hope that it's and the promise of what this year's batch of athletes is going to bring.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. And it's amazing. Like where, you have the dynamic of, some of them are three sport athletes with you. They cross country, track. And then you have maybe you have your two cross country, track, and then lacrosse. It's just, you have so many of these athletes who, come from all these backgrounds, all these different sports. And then some of them, you get the football kids who come out and do the shot put, or it's just like, I love that dynamic of track where you get this melting pot of kids that are all from all over the place.
That's a perfect description of it. It is a melting pot, and there's something for everybody. You can run, jump, and throw. I also feel like in track, success comes in many different ways. You've got kids that maybe are aspiring to be, best in the state or tops in the state, but then you have that kid that wants to, maybe just contribute, be part of a relay or get a break 5 minutes in the mile or a clear opening height in a high jump for the first time. Those kids are just as successful because they're working hard to reach those goals. And that's what makes it fun. Every season's different. Every season you find somebody that like emerges and, you realize that, or they realize that they were better than they thought they were. And that's a huge reward at being a coach.
Yeah. And then, what I love about track and cross country is that, there may be people next to you in different uniforms running, but your ultimate competitor is the one wearing your own shirt, yourself.
Oh, absolutely. you can talk yourself out of anything, and so you've got to, squelch that voice and work your way through it. It is about, overcoming what you think your limitations are.
Yeah. And there's no more cruel, criticism than the result itself, because, okay, all right, I'm 4 seconds slower than the last meet. So I didn't work hard enough. Something happened.
Well, it's hard to go out and run your best and throw your best every week. It's not a linear thing. There's peaks and valleys, but there's always something that you can take from whatever it is you did and grow from it. You're right. You could, I ran 4 seconds faster last week. Yeah, well, today the wind, there was a 20 mile an hour sustained wind blowing right in your face.
That's right.
You weren't gonna run your best time, but you got that key second place for us. So you won two events for us. So there's always something to be proud of, and there's always something to build off of.
What's the big fish, coach? Finally looking ahead. Whether it's a placement, team placement in the MVC, or you know, making some noise on the state level. Is there that big fish for the team this year that you're really gunning for?
Well, for us, you know, we had a really good, successful indoor season. The girls finished seventh in Division One, and the boys finished eighth. They don't score the meet of champions anymore, which I don't agree with, but hey, whatever. But if you scored it, the boys would have come in third in the meet of champions, 2 points out of first.
Wow.
I hope, you know, I just hope that, I hope we can, you know, everybody can perform at their best, when it matters the most, and see what happens. You know, I have a lot of seniors, and, you know, a month from now, they're going to be going through a lot of emotions, you know, graduation, prom, and, you know, and the sports, and that can affect kids differently. I would like to see us just finish with a bang, not with a thud, you know, just have like a real, successful season. And, you know, that's how, you know, did you do your best? Well, that's all you can do. So I hope that we can, you know, place high in Division One and in the MVC. It's so competitive, but we're very fortunate that we have good athletes both on the boys and girls side.
Yeah. Well, Michael McGuire, Haverhill, DC, back to Haverhill, doing some great things with the Hillies all three seasons. Absolute staple in MVC track circles, and we appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Test. Thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate you having me. I'd love to come on again.
Yes.
And like I said, I'm a huge fan of you and all you do. And, you know, Merrimack Valley Sports is awesome. I've been going to games for 55 years, and you know, I have so much respect for all the schools in this area and all the, you know, the coaches and programs. You know, I'm not just a track guy. I love going to everything. So keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. And best of luck. We'll catch up with the Hillies down the road.
Thank you. All right,
coach. Have a good one.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye. And that was fun. Michael McGuire, legend, absolute legend. And kids are better off for him being in their lives. All right, let's take a break on the other side, finish up with the Merrimack Valley Sports Report for the spring.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we are back at it for our final segment. Let's go around with some rankings. All right, baseball, North Andover 5-4 in baseball, number Division 1, Lawrence 6, Andover 10, Central 12, Chelmsford 13, Haverhill 19. So no surprise there. Lots of Valley teams in the top. How about Division 2? Who cracked the top 20? Billerica at 10 at 5-4. And that does it for Division 2. And if you're looking for a Valley team, you got Low Catholic at number 17 for D3, which is cool. And how about four? Maybe there's like a Shosh Jean or something like that in the top 20. No, I don't see anybody for four. Let's move on to softball, where the Valley is always hot as well. Central Catholic, baby, 6-0, the time of the rankings, the number one seed. North Andover right behind at 8-0, 3 seed. Chelmsford 8-3, 7 seed. Methuen 12, 4-5, 12 seed. And Andover barely out of the top 20 at number 21 at 3-4. Congratulations, ladies. Great job. At Division 2, we love Tewksbury. Our Redmen at the top, 7-2, number 1. And Drake at 5-3 at 13. So a couple of solid teams in the top 20 for the Valley. And did I miss Billerica? Because they're always in the mix. What are they? Yes. They're 34 at 2-6. So a little bit of an off year start for the Billerica for sure. Let's move along to boys lacrosse, Division 1. Andover's your 6 seed. Central Catholic's your 17 seed. And that's it for top 20. D2, we know Billerica's always in the mix there. Number 6 seed, 5-4. Not bad. Not bad at all. And anyone sneaking in number 3? Yeah, Drake at 11. 6-2. I love it. This is boys, by the way. And then a quick peek at 4. I know we kind of thin out in Division 4 for the Valley because they're all the big schools, right? How about girls lacrosse, D1? Central Catholic. So they got the best softball team and the best lacrosse team in the state so far, according to the rankings. And North Andover right behind them, 11-1. So Central 11-0, North Andover 11-1, and girls lacrosse for Division 1. Chelmsford 6-4, number 6. Chelmsford's having a good spring across the board, huh? And that's it for top 20. D2, girls lacrosse, Billerica's 15, not bad, 2-7. They get the Valley tax there, right? They get the high rankings because of their awesome competition. Division 3, see if we can find anybody in there. I don't see anybody in the top 20. Yeah, and then a quick peek at 4 and see where we're at. Weston, Kentucky. Nope, we're not looking at any Valley. So, hey. So many Valley teams in the mix. Couple of number ones there. So 2, 3 number ones, it looks like. Tewksbury and Central. So all the ladies. All ladies number ones. Love it. So that's it. That's the week. Thanks to everybody for joining. We'll be here next week. MSOwnersports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Over and out. See you next week.